Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. The other day, I overheard a conversation between two women that were talking about courtesy and politeness. The one woman was saying that in our society today here in America, there are a great many folks, especially younger people, that have little or no manners at all. They simply have no idea of how to be proper, even in something as simple as saying a thank you, and that because many parents both work outside the home and are not together enough with their children to teach them those very important lessons. Now that's pretty sad, and yet it is that way, isn't it? You know, there are many folks in our society that are selfish, they're self-centered, and are very ungrateful. Did you know that the Bible has some things to say about folks who are not thankful people? We read in 2 Timothy 3, first verse says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." My, that sounds like a pretty accurate description of our society in America today, doesn't it? But as a child of God, we need to be an example of godliness to all men, and that includes being thankful and grateful. I believe that God wants us to express our thanks and be polite and say thank you at the appropriate time. I was so blessed and inspired the other day as I was eating my dinner in a restaurant last week, and this older couple came in and sat down across from me, and as soon as the waitress took their order and left, they immediately held each other's hands and with eyes closed and bowed heads, audibly thanked God for their meal. They were not ashamed to thank God out loud in public. It was such a blessing. It's easy for us, isn't it, to take for granted our good health and our abundant resources that God has poured out upon us. I mean, we enjoy freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and there are so many blessings that we enjoy every day. And it's easy to take them for granted. Really, are we as thankful as we should be? If you were to stop and try to count all your blessings, how long do you think it would take you? Could you count them all in one day? God has been so good to us, hasn't he? Have we thanked him? Have we truly thanked him, or is it just a quick thank you in passing? It's recorded in Scripture on a few occasions where Jesus, when he prayed to the Father, he said, "I thank thee." Now that's interesting, isn't it? Jesus was God's Son. He never sinned. He never did anything wrong. And yet, Jesus told his Father, "Thank you." He said in a number of occasions in his prayers, he said, "I thank thee." Now that's interesting. That's significant. Jesus is our example. And we too need to express our gratefulness, our thankfulness too. The Apostle Paul also used the phrase, "I thank God for you." He used that phrase a number of times in his letters. Well, those are illustrations, too, of thankfulness and gratefulness, aren't they? There are sufficient examples in the Bible that clearly indicate, I think, that the child of God is to be a thankful and grateful person. Thankfulness and gratefulness are attitudes of the heart. When we have a heart that is selfish or arrogant or proud, I can assure you that the fruits of thankfulness and gratefulness are not evident. It is only as we see who we are and what we really are before the God of heaven, and believe and understand that He gave His life for our penalty of sin, that we can be the grateful and thankful people that He wants us to be. Think about it. Jesus Christ never sinned. He left the splendors and glories of heaven. He left the fellowship of His Father's presence, the holiness, and all that that included, and walked this sinful earth and laid His life down as a penalty. He took that penalty for our sin upon Himself. He gave His life that we might live. That is a huge reason to be a thankful person. Thank God that He took our place on Calvary. If someone had saved you from drowning and saved your life, or saved your life from a burning building, you would be very, very grateful, I'm sure, to that individual who saved you and rescued you. But Jesus rescued us and saved us from eternal damnation by giving His life for us on the cross at Calvary. Are we as grateful to Him as we ought to be? Oh, we should be thanking Him day by day. You know, it's sad that so many people don't understand that gift that God has given to us. And they turn away from the great gift of salvation that God has offered them. They're not thankful at all. They don't understand it. Oh my. Friend, let's be a grateful and thankful person. God wants us to be a grateful and thankful person. It's an attitude of the heart. And we need to have our hearts right before God. And when that happens, when our heart is in a right relationship with God, I believe that we will be a thankful and a grateful person. God bless you today as you go about your ways and your routine in life. Don't forget to say thank you. Don't forget to be polite. And may it be an attitude of the heart that comes from love to the Father. God bless you.